What is the concept of Tawhid in Islam?
Tawhid is the fundamental concept of monotheism in Islam, emphasizing the oneness of Allah.
How does Islam view the Trinity?
Islam rejects the Trinity, affirming that Allah is one and indivisible, with no partners or equals.
What is the significance of Surah Al-Ikhlas in understanding Allah's oneness?
Surah Al-Ikhlas, chapter 112, succinctly states Allah's oneness, affirming that He is eternal, absolute, and unique.
How does the Quran describe Allah's attributes?
The Quran describes Allah with 99 beautiful names, Asma' al-Husna, each reflecting a unique attribute of His perfection.
What does Al-Rahman, the most merciful, signify?
Al-Rahman signifies Allah's all-encompassing mercy towards all creation.
What does Al-Rahim, the most compassionate, signify?
Al-Rahim signifies Allah's specific mercy towards the believers.
How does Al-Malik, the king, reflect Allah's sovereignty?
Al-Malik reflects Allah's absolute authority and dominion over the universe.
What is the meaning of Al-Qudus, the pure?
Al-Qudus signifies that Allah is free from any imperfection or defect.
What does Al-Salam, the source of peace, convey?
Al-Salam conveys that Allah is the source of all peace and security.
What does Al-Mu'min, the guardian of faith, denote?
Al-Mu'min denotes Allah as the giver of faith and the protector of the faithful.
How does Al-Aziz, the Almighty, portray Allah's power?
Al-Aziz portrays Allah's supreme strength and authority, unmatched by any.
What is the significance of Al-Jabbar, the compeller?
Al-Jabbar signifies Allah's ability to enforce His will and overpower anything.
What does Al-Mu'takabir, the supreme, reflect?
Al-Mu'takabir reflects Allah's greatness and majesty beyond human comprehension.
What does Al-Khaliq, the creator, mean?
Al-Khaliq means that Allah is the originator of everything in existence.
What is the meaning of Al-Bari, the evolver?
Al-Bari means Allah is the one who brings about creation in perfect harmony.
How does Al-Musawwir, the shaper, describe Allah's creative power?
Al-Muswawwir describes Allah's ability to shape and design His creation uniquely.
What does Al-Ghaffar, the forgiving, convey?
Al-Ghaffar conveys Allah's infinite capacity to forgive sins.
What is the significance of Al-Qahhar, the subduer?
Al-Qahhar signifies Allah's overwhelming power to subdue all things.
How does Al-Wahhab, the bestower, reflect Allah's generosity?
Al-Wahhab reflects Allah's boundless generosity in bestowing blessings upon His creation.
What does Al-Razzaq, the provider, denote?
Al-Razzaq denotes Allah as the sustainer who provides for all His creation.
What is the meaning of Al-Fattah, the opener?
Al-Fattah means Allah is the one who opens the doors of mercy, provision, and guidance.
How does Al-Alim, the all-knowing, portray Allah's knowledge?
Al-Alim portrays Allah's comprehensive and absolute knowledge of all things.
What does Al-Kabid, the withholder, and Al-Basit, the extender, signify?
Al-Kabid and Al-Basit signify Allah's control over constriction and expansion of sustenance and mercy.
What is the significance of Al-Kafid, the abaser, and Al-Rafi, the exalter?
Al-Kafid and Al-Rafi signify Allah's authority to humble or elevate whomever He wills.
How does Al-Adl, the just, reflect Allah's fairness?
Al-Adl reflects Allah's perfect justice in all His decisions and actions. Conclusion: Islam teaches that Allah is one and unparalleled, possessing perfect attributes that underscore His supremacy and majesty. The understanding of Allah's attributes deepens our faith and appreciation of His wisdom and mercy, guiding us to live in accordance with His will. The concept of the Trinity, as found in Christianity, is rejected in Islam, which emphasizes the oneness of Allah as fundamental to belief. The universe and all within it continue to exist and function through Allah's will and command, affirming His role as the sustainer and provider for all creation.